20. It is a beautiful morning in May. Got some sun shining. We are at 62 degrees, Thursday, May 25th edition. And like we do every Thursday, got to get this thing going with our edition of the Morning Zoo. Tom Schmaltz, Kathy Dickman in-house from Jankaba Zoo. Good morning, folks.
Good morning.
Got to talk Blue Goose Days, and we will in just a second, but I got to go back, and finally I can do this because I went down to the zoo, took some photographs on Tuesday. Kathy, you were good enough to usher me around the zoo.
It was fine.
And I was just, you know, as before you showed up, I was sitting there watching your zoo staff. And the kind of machinery that is. I also got to catch a couple of training sessions before you showed up. Absolutely fascinating. And folks, you ever get to Jankaba Zoo, if you can ever catch a training session that your zookeepers do with these animals, I was riveted.
Now you know.
Now I know.
I sit in this chair and talk about them.
I know.
It doesn't even have to be a training session. Stop a keeper and ask them about an animal. They are so enthused about their animals, and they'll tell you some of the history and the cool things, and they enjoy it. It's a great part of their day.
Well, and I was thinking of you too, because we went over and looked at the rhinos, and I forget which one was laying in the mud, and I'm going, you know, on a day like today, that looks like so much fun.
Oh yeah,
he was enjoying it.
Yeah,
until they rang the dinner bell, then he got up out of the mud real quick.
No, one of them did. Then the other one took his, then Gideon took his spot.
Yeah, the other one went over and said, well, if you're leaving, I'm going to lay down.
Oh, yeah. Well, they've got it expanded quite a bit now. Mm-hmm. Everybody goes, how do you dig that design? I go, I don't. I fill it in with the bobcat and the rhinos dig
it. They just do the rest with their horns,
yeah,
right?
With their horn, tear it up and take their front feet and kick it out. And it's like little piglets. But we got to give a shout out to the Cargill group. We had another Cargill group.
Absolutely.
And they did an awesome job for us at the zoo. I believe there was 11 of them that showed up.
Wow.
And they went. They saved us so much work by coming in, and we split them up and conquered and divided, and this is the second Cargill group, and it was awesome to have that group in and do all of this work for us. The bricks going into the carousel are level now. It looks awesome. They built a new platform in the Tigers. The group today or yesterday came in and they took care of the walkthrough habitat for the ducks.
Yeah,
mowed
that was...
pulled weeds, they planted flowers, emptied sand, hauled gravel. I mean, it is unbelievable what 10 people come, and then afterwards we tried to say, okay, what's your favorite animal? We're taking you behind the scenes, and it was such a great group.
Boy, thank you, Cargill.
Yeah, they wore the shirts, Cargill Cares, and it shows. And Joan Zettel was so happy. She's our gardener. She's like, oh my gosh, they work so hard.
No, and again, I asked you this last week, but do you tell them, you know, this is, or do they just show up and go, okay, I think
with
we
them,
need.
With them, they call us each year.
Okay.
We get Deuce on Days too from Bobcat and organizations, you know, SPTI is coming down. And yeah, people start just calling us. They listen to the radio show. They know that we have needs, or they come through and they see that we have
needs.
Right,
sure.
And they can pick that right out. And or they want to help the community. So we're just lucky to be in this community.
Well, and you know, being down there on Tuesday, the zoo's just waking up. Everything down there is just waking up. It looks fantastic. But yeah, you got some really neat plans for things going on down there. I know you were talking with a couple of your construction people, and well, this is kind of what we're thinking.
Yeah,
and it's like,
you got in on all that.
I did.
We're kind of going 100 directions.
Yeah,
so.
You really are. And kind of, but there's so much going on down there and so much good stuff. So.
Oh, and it looks so beautiful down there. It's the perfect time for company picnics to come in, where we'll take care of their food behind the scenes. And we have some groups coming in, and it's when they do it the first time, they go, why haven't we been doing this before?
Sure.
We have a statewide rural leadership group coming in June, and they're going to hold their their gathering here in Wahpeton and come to the zoo. So they're going to look at some other things in zoo, you know, are in the zoo in the city with rural, and then they're going to end up at the zoo. So it's all good
things meet at the zoo. See, that's
all good things meet at the zoo.
Let's talk a little bit about Blue Goose Days. That's coming up, and that always centers around the zoo. I mean, the zoo is the centerpiece to Blue Goose Days.
Absolutely, and it's our partnership with U.S. Fish and Wildlife, and it's growing through the years to involve other things in the community. Never too late to jump on board if you have an organization, or if you say, ooh, it's coming so fast, but my organization wants to jump on next year and do something. Please, please, please do, because this is a citywide, a community-wide, Wapton, Breckenridge, and community-wide, jump on board with this Blue Goose celebration. We start Thursday, June, always the first weekend in June, the amazing race. So Rebecca's working hard on that, and with all the construction, boy, she told me they changed their route like three times.
I bet they have.
But what a little spark plug she is with that whole group. Friday, we're kicking off with the Eagles Club as having the dance.
Mm-hmm.
And you will be there.
Yes.
Billy D and the Crystals is performing. That is a free dance, 7 to 11. And they're located in the Eagle's Nest.
they're calling the back lot the Eagle's Nest
for this. It's going to be a lot of fun. And so show up for that. You will show up for that. 21. Please, Bill, show up for that.
I'll show up for that. 21 and older
that
on that, too, by the way.
That is a 21 and over event. Thank you for bringing that up. And then on June 3rd is the big day, the parade, and we'll be starting over at the Farm City Supply, as always.
Mm-hmm.
And you don't have to register.
Just show up, and we'll find a place for you.
You can just show up. We've got a parade control. Curtis is our parade control, and he'll be there. Watch for him in a yellow shirt and on a gator,
mm-hmm.
on a 4x4 gator. Not our alligator.
Got to specify.
And then we go all the way to Family Dollar. So line the streets for that. It's going to be big. And then the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Conservation Activities, we are featuring endangered species. The kids are going to get a ton of activities throughout the zoo. They'll get their little passport card, and they'll go through and do the activities, take some stuff home, and learn about our refuges.
Mm-hmm.
And then, of course, out front, always exciting, the vendor show, food trucks and vendor show on the parking lot. And Brittany's got a lineup. Brittany and Ariana, they've got a lineup for this. It's going to be good. There's a Texas Hold'em tournament at Terrace Lanes, chess tournament at Gageland Shelter. That's new to the event.
Right.
Support Global 9-Hole Golf Scramble at Boise Zoo, of course, and that's a veteran event for us,
mm-hmm.
for Blue Goose Days, and that's wonderful. Dick Bell Catfish Tournament, another returning activity, and then... And other things. There's lots of things. So check out the poster. And then on Sunday, June 4th, is Tell's 37th birthday.
Wow.
And that's at 1 o'clock. And come a little early so kids can come up and get some streamers and the families come in and decorate his habitat.
Right.
We'll count your kids in and we'll count your kids out. We won't leave anybody lost in the streamers.
Right. And anybody sitting there with Tal, it's like, no,
anybody,
my kids just want to hang out with Tal.
It's so much fun. So we're very excited. And Blue Goose Days, this is our 20th anniversary. Tuwaka National Wildlife Refuge is back to host it again on site with other refuge folks from around the state. And we're really pleased about that.
So not only do you got Blue Goose Days going on, but and I was back. You were good enough to show me around your little kitchen back there where everything's prepared daily. That is something. I mean, we could spend the whole show on that.
Yeah,
we will
could.
Sometime. But let's look ahead. You got the Prometheus group coming up later on, too. Talk a little bit about that.
So the first weekend in June is Blue Goose. The last weekend is always the Prometheus. And that has been more localized now.
Mm-hmm.
So not only do we start at the zoo, as we always do, but the Friday night is going to be the bike show at the zoo. In the parking lot.
Wow.
So bike show, just free. Just come down and look at the bike shows. They do some stuff, and it's a lot of fun, you know. No vendors or anything. Just show up and have some fun with us and enjoy the zoo, too, because we always have our concessions and everything open in there. And then on Saturday is the run itself, and we'll end up back in town again at the Eagle's Nest.
Oh, love it.
And a dance for that. And that is an all-age event.
Okay.
And there will be a charge for that one. I'm not sure what the Prometheus are charging for that, just to cover costs, because it's a fundraiser for the zoo.
Okay.
And then... Yeah, they're just a great group. They're going to camp at the campground, and we just love them. They become our friends. We just, I mean, they're our buddies.
Right, right.
They work so hard on this event.
And you, both of you are part of this ride, too.
Right.
You know, you head out on this. So that's got to be fun.
I love it.
You know, I told you got the best gig in town. You really
I
do.
I love the ride. It's one of my favorite things I do all year.
And you got a nice bike, too. Check that out. Going, woo, not bad.
Yeah, not bad.
Riding
some
in
people
style.
People don't appreciate it.
I just said, like, you know, kind of, you know, like a
you know, I told her, I will ride anything you buy me. You buy it and I'll drive it, baby.
We are not flashy folks. It's a decent bike and it's comfortable and I'm getting older, so I'm okay with it.
That's all it takes, you know.
I'm okay with it.
So, man, talk about things going on and Chincabazoo just, you know, always buzzing down there. Always good things.
Absolutely. So. We're having a great time.
And you'll be in next Thursday, so we can talk one more time about the Blue Goose Days invite. What do you got?
Anybody can just call us right now, however you can get in hold of us if you want to participate in this. Need a few more volunteers as well, so give me a shout.
All right. Just call you at the zoo.
Absolutely.
Tom and Kathy, always great to have you in here. Have a great weekend, and
thank
we'll talk
you.
Again next Thursday. That's your Morning Zoo, the May 25th edition here, the Voice of the Valley, AM 1450, KBMW. Good morning. With more ways than ever to connect to news and entertainment, did you know that 90% of new car buyers want the tried-and-true AM-FM radio option? That's because your local radio stations are reliable, trustworthy, and bring you a local connection that cannot be replicated. Not to mention, we are free. No subscription or cellular data.